Note the Vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Mo Mootsy. Once again, joining me today, NBA trainer, Mr. Christopher Thomas. CT, how you doing, my brother?
I'm here, brother. I'm here. Let's get to it.
Man, what a night in the NBA. We had two interesting games. The Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. We're going to get to them. But first, I got a few things to say.
Get it off your chest, brother. Say it with the chest.
BJ called me. He said, I can't do the show today. I might say something crazy. I said, BJ, you ain't got to worry about something crazy because I'm right here.
I got it.
Yep. I got a message from Mr. JJ Redick. JJ Ooh. Redick, when he was in the media, said that Bob Cousy played against plumbers. JJ Redick, when he was in the media, he called Kareem Abdul-Jabbar a one-note wonder. And then, as head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, he got eliminated by Rudy Gobert dropping 27 and 24. Now, I dread to think what Kareem would have done against this team being coached by Mr. Redick. Talking about mind the game, how about we respect the game and respect the legends and don't think we know everything? How about we start there? How about maybe, you know, these legends of the game that came before you, maybe they would know better than to play a whole second half without substituting anyone on your team off the floor. Maybe then you wouldn't have to snap a report in a pregame press conference. Maybe then your team wouldn't be so exhausted for the next game when you decide to play lineups without any bigs on the floor. And then you decide to go and get Maxi Kleber, who's never played for the Lakers, hasn't played basketball since January because he's been injured. And then you bring him off the bench. So you've already told the rest of your team, if you ain't in the starting five, you ain't good enough to play in the playoffs. And then today, you're telling them, you guys definitely ain't good enough. Maxi Kleber, get out of that wheelchair. You ain't injured no more. Get on the court.
Who he play for?
Come on, JJ. I expected better than this. Everyone wanted to see you succeed. You know, everyone showed you love when you were in the media, even though you disrespected the legends that came before you. And you went outside. Rudy Gobert, 27 and 24 to send you home. The Baguette Biyombo sent you packing. Enjoy.
Viva la France. Viva la France. Et les très beaux ce soir.
Man, what a game. What a series for the Timberwolves. You know, Anthony Edwards struggled in this one, but he's been great throughout the series. I'll say this, CT. I'll say this. Julius Randle, more than LA could handle. Shannon got caught in a scandal. Wolves in five. How about that? How about that?
Mo, I'm going to tell you, Mo. where he at now?
Boy. Man. Listen, I ain't hearing no more Lakers in five. I ain't hearing no more disrespect to the legends of this game. I ain't hearing none of that. I ain't hearing none of that because the Lakers went outside. Lakers went outside. I know somewhere out there, Mark Williams is sitting around and smiling. Remember at the trade deadline, they traded for Mark Williams. And then they lied and said that he failed a medical. Now, I'm not saying they lied because I didn't see the medical. Mark Williams is saying they lied. He said he didn't have no injuries come up on the medical. Yeah. And now you come to a playoff series where you need bigs. But what's happened? You got cold feet on the trade? Maybe you got a whisper that a different big wants to sign there in the summer. So you said, no, we don't want to do this no more. And look how it worked out. The three seed, who everyone picked. All the media picked the Lakers to win this. All the fans were saying, Lakers in five, Lakers in five, Lakers in five. Guess what? They lost in five. How about that? How about it? You know, LeBron James, once again, not showing up in these fourth quarters. Now, credit to LeBron. At this stage of his career, he's giving all he's got. I can't disrespect him, right? However, come on, dog. Come on. Luca, I did the trailer for Luca's new shoe today. Come on. It's interesting now for Luka Doncic, right? Because a lot of the Laker fans, they only watch Laker games. They've only seen Luka on highlights. But now they're starting to realize that there is more to NBA basketball than just offense. It's pretty interesting. It's getting pretty interesting now. It's getting pretty scary out there. It's getting pretty scary out there now. You know, It's getting pretty scary.
Timberwolves had that. Let's just attack Luka again. Timberwolves had that. We're not gonna post up Rudy and make him offensive dominant. Rudy's just gonna be dominant because they got no bigs at the rim.
And Rudy wasn't even like Rudy dominated the game, right? He finished with 27 points, 24 rebounds, 2 blocks. But he wasn't like they weren't throwing him post-ups. He was eating off scraps. He was
What?
eating off scraps. 9 offensive rebounds, 15 defensive rebounds. He was eating off scraps. He was like the last option they look for on offense. Oh, we ain't got nothing. Oh, Rudy's there, and there's no big protecting the bucket. He's wide open under the hoop. Go on, Rudy, have the ball. Here's a lob.
Well, the telltale, if you watch the first half, first quarter even, Rudy, his lack of offense showed out. And it came to a point where they were like, okay, catch the lob, make the layup, like get this thing done. This is our plan for tonight. You got to eat, but you got to catch these lobs. You got to put that ball round thing and round thing early and often for this to work. And there's a couple minutes there where Rudy, just because he's not that guy offensively, was shaky a little bit. So then he got real,
Well,
then he
we
got
say that, but
confident.
he went 12 of 15 from the field. So, we can't be mad at it.
That, but it just he allows himself to get fouled when there's no need to get just bro, dunk the ball. Stop
If it ain't a lob, if it ain't a lob, I don't want to see
it.
it. I don't want to see a lob. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. If it's not offensive rebound or a lob, all right. But I really want to shout out Julius Randle, okay? Because like the Timberwolves won this game, but they didn't really win this game. They won this game because the Lakers were so bad. The Timberwolves, right? They finished 7 of 47 from three. Okay. There was a stretch from the 7 minute mark in the second quarter until like 1 minute 23 in the fourth quarter where they missed 18 consecutive threes. And every time they shot one, I wanted to smash my face through the TV. And it was only Julius Randle who was getting the ball and just putting his head down and saying, I'm going to the hoop. And
Guaranteed.
I'm just like, guys, you're playing against a team who has no bigs. You're playing against a team, your shot's not falling, and you still want to shoot these threes. It was maddening to watch. And if they had lost this game, and it ended up being a close-ish game, if they had lost this game, that would have been the storyline, going into the next one. But they survived. It is worrying moving forwards in the playoffs for the Timberwolves. It's not all smiles over there for Minnesota. The Lakers did a better job in trying to trap Anthony Edwards, send two to him, get the ball out of his hands. He made some good reads making those passes.
Sure did.
The Lakers started the game by doing a good job of rotating on the back line, getting out to these shooters who were then open and kind of reorganizing their defense. However, as the game went on, you could see the fatigue start to set in. And, you see Luka have this back injury. You see LeBron run into Dante DiVincenzo and fall onto the floor and stay on the floor for a little bit. And I just wonder, had they not played 24 straight minutes in the last game and then pretty much like, Luka played 40 minutes, LeBron played 40 minutes again tonight. Had those things not happened, would they have had more energy? Because in this series, the Lakers were outscored by 42 points across the fourth quarters in this series. Like last year against Denver, the game starts pretty evenly, and then just down the stretch, they collapse.
I tell you, it's different when you have to play defense. It's different when you have to keep covering for you have to help. Like so it taxes everybody, but especially when you're because of the lineup and because of the minutes that the coach is telling everybody, I'm only going five. It taxes your superstar. It taxes LeBron. And it's not they played 2 days ago. He's in enough great shape. He can recover within 24 hours. The fact that you have to play defense every possession, every time down, it changes. And then the fact that Luka can't play any defense, it changes the help to where everybody is taxed. It's just
And you got no rim protector backing you up.
and then that part that the last resort is all right, just give it to our shot blocker. Just give it to nope. No, give it to who? They got no one
There's like you're
there.
looking around and there's no one there to block shots. And Austin Reaves is a turnstile on defense as well.
So they kind of ran into an easy coachable scheme, like, okay, just go to the rim, everybody. And you couldn't tell that they shot that bad from three. You couldn't tell that Anthony Edwards didn't have, a Anthony Edwards style
Yeah,
game,
15 points, but he had 11 boards and 8 assists to go with it, so almost a
but he
triple
did
double.
everything else. He did everything else right. He didn't hurt the team by making sure he was a focal factor. Everybody kind of, and to your point, Randall held the team together in between all, the Stifle Tower greatness tonight, but they got some things to address going into the next series. But the Lakers, unfortunately, are in a position they can't address any of what ails them roster wise.
So they can go and get a big, they can go get shot blocker this off season, but unless you're getting at a league's elite shot blocker, you're going to run into similar problems as you did with Jackson Hayes. Having said that, if they had had a player like a JaVale McGee, for example, or a Bismack Biyombo on their roster, who's more experienced in these situations, they could have maybe solved some of these problems.
White Howard's out there.
Dwight Howard was tweeting them all season saying,
You
I'm here. He was tweeting
know
them
I'm
all
here, right?
season. He said, I'm here. And I know
The
Dwight can still play.
vet minimum, but at the minimum, Dwight could do what he does.
Yeah,
So
maybe if he sat on
I
the
don't know.
clutch to represent him, he'd get on the roster.
That part.
No, it's 6:42
We'll
in the morning.
see.
I'm saying too much right now, CeCe. I'm saying that you got
We'll
to stop me.
see.
I'm
We'll
saying
see.
way too much right
Yeah.
now.
Hey, let it out. Let it out. Hey, season over. Tough.
The season is over for the LA Lakers, and the Minnesota Timberwolves will advance where they will play either the Golden State Warriors or the Houston Rockets. The Warriors were up 3-1, went back to Houston for game number 5 tonight, and they got blown out early on, right? The Rockets got out to a 20-8 start. By halftime, they were up 76 to 49. There we go. And the Warriors pulled the plug. 5 minutes left in the third, Steve Kerr put his bench in, and the game was done.
Well, he should have.
They did manage to cut the 30-point lead down to like 13, which was kind of scary. And Ime left his starters in for a while. But you got to do what you got to do to ensure you get the win. And the guys are young enough and athletic enough in Houston that it shouldn't affect them. It's not like you can tell why Steve Kerr wanted to get his guys rest. You're down by 30 on the road. You've still got two more chances to close out this series. You trust in the experience of Steph and Dre and Jimmy that you will be able to close out this series. So I understand why he did what he did and kind of waved the white flag really early on in this. But the Rockets first half, 60% from downtown, 69% from the field, 17 out of 20 from the free throw line. Fred VanVleet had it going once again. But I want to talk about this kid, Amen Thompson. Amen Thompson is just the fifth player in NBA history to total 25 plus points, 5 plus steals and 3 plus blocks in a playoff game. Can you name any of the others?
Ooh, in a playoff game. Can I call a friend?
Hakeem Olajuwon did it twice.
Wow.
Nice, because he was courtside there in Houston tonight. Charles Barkley did
Yes.
it, Elvin Hayes did it, and Rick Barry did it. So Amen Thompson,
Oh,
though,
wow.
is the youngest to do so. This is what, his second year in the league? And he put up 25, 6 boards, 5 steals, and 3 blocks in a magnificent performance. Fred VanVleet, 26 points in 33
Steady
minutes.
Freddy.
He did his thing. Dylan Brooks gave him
Steady Freddy.
24. Hey, listen, Fred had a really tough first 3 games of this series, but he stayed with it. I know you've done a lot of work with him. Talk to me about Fred and what they can expect for game 6 and 7 with his veteran leadership.
Fred's a winner. He's a real point guard, but more than that, he's a winner. Like he knows what it takes. Obviously, he's got a championship. But he's the perfect person for that roster because they got a bunch of young boys. Amen Thompson is him and his brother, really. They're going to have a nice long career in this league because, one, they're super athletic, they're super competitive, but they know what it takes to get it done. Thompson on Curry tonight, Curry, and I'm no. He's hurt with the thumb and all that, but Curry had no answer for that dude, bro. That was from one of the few times I've seen Curry stifled,
Yeah,
basically.
it
I
was
mean, he
like the
got
regular
ripped
season game
twice.
between them just before the playoffs began. I don't know if you remember that.
Sure. Yep. But Thompson just He's relentless, and you know it's tough because he's so young and so vibrant and so dynamic. It's gonna be tough for when he gets some offense under him, and when he gets an understanding more of the NBA game. Wow, scary for them. So with Fred, you know, a figurehead of just stay cool. Let's get this possession. Let's get the right read. Let's make the right play. And then, you know, he's bringing along an Alperen Şengün who's really good in his own right. And I can't wait till he falls in love with the game to where he dominates
He's
every
only
time.
22. This is the thing. He's only
Only
22 and
22.
he's leading this team to the second seed and now to potentially, you know, if they can win game six, force a game seven against Golden State.
Yep. They're scary. They're scary like Detroit is scary.
Oh, we're gonna talk about the tonight's games and what we have in store. But before we get to there, let me ask you this. Let's go back to the Lakers for a sec, because I really enjoy when the Lakers lose as a Celtics fan. But
Can we just acknowledge the count that the Timberwolves, but Anthony Edwards has of sending legends of this game home in recent years? Like when I say legends, these are first ballot Hall of Famers that he directly acknowledges and states that you know, most people hide from that comment, like I don't put bulletin board information or you know, I don't want to create a friend. No, he says it out loud. I'm coming for you and you and you and you,
Shit, he was
the
telling the president.
stars.
He told Obama, I'm the truth. He told Obama, I'm the truth. Listen, shout out to Paul Pierce, but he told Obama, I'm the truth.
Hey, for a week straight, I retreated. We retreated, not retreated, but I reposted that because I love that about him. That's not quiet confidence. That's swag times 1,000. That's yeah. I'm actually that dude. I love that about him, and he's proven it.
Big time. Big time. So he had what? Jokic last year, KD, Devin Booker last year, LeBron and Luka this year. In the next round, it could, if they win the next round, it could be Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy. Like, he adding bodies. You know, I really like Adidas did a great job in marketing. They posted a picture straight after the game tonight, and it was a picture of Anthony Edwards. And do you know what the caption said? The King
Next.
Slayer.
Yo, there it
Little
is.
Game of Thrones reference. The
There
King
it is.
Slayer. Took out
Yeah.
LeBron in the first round, and no one expected the Lakers to lose this,
Boring.
except for BJ on the podcast said that he thinks the Timberwolves will win. But the media, you know, when ESPN do their polls, all the ESPN people, you know, because they know so much about basketball, they all said the Lakers were going to win this series, and they didn't. But where do the Lakers go from here? Because those defensive issues, now they've been exposed to the worldwide audience, teams are really going to pick on them next season.
Yeah, and it just comes down to Luka and LeBron, how healthy they can get. You know, just take this off season. There's no FIBA World Cup. There's no Olympics. Luka's got to get
This
healthy. Luka,
Eurobasket.
well, that's not as you know, that's not the Olympics.
Yeah,
That's
but
you know,
he might
but
still want to play because
yeah, he's gonna play.
they.
He'll play. That's what he does. But Luka's got to commit to getting in enough shape and getting healthy enough that he can be a helper with LeBron. LeBron's got to commit to get a team, and they went to Rudy Hachimura often, early and often, and Rudy was killing tonight. Imagine if they gave him that type of confidence
Well,
earlier this season.
Rui knew he had to do something tonight, because otherwise he was going to catch all the blame from the Lakers fans.
Yeah,
You know,
exactly.
that's the thing about being a role player on LeBron's teams. You gotta do something, because otherwise you're the one who's going to get
Yeah.
blamed. Like, look what they did to Russell Westbrook. Look what
Yes.
they did to
And
Darvin Ham.
out there, bro. It's quite a list, right? It's quite a
It's
list. So I
everyone.
think
It's everyone. Look what they did to D'Angelo Russell. Look what it. Listen.
Rudy understood the assignment so much, he showed out tonight. You can't blame me. Hey, I was balling. I was trying. Da da da. So I think the Lakers go as far as how Luka and LeBron come back, the mindset they come back with, because they're not going to make or be able to make a lot of changes paying $50 million to two people. That's a lot.
A lot of people were saying like this might be LeBron's last game ever. Listen, there's no way that man goes out without a
Come on.
retirement tour. Come on, man. Come on.
Come
He saw
on.
it for Kobe. He saw it for D Wade. He ain't going out without a retirement tour.
We
But do you think next season will be his? Because really, the solution for the Lakers here is LeBron opts out of his player option and takes the minimum so they can actually build this roster out properly. That's the real solution if you want to win a championship. How do
You
you see
think
this
LeBron's
going?
doing that? Is LeBron doing
I don't want the clutch SUVs to pull up outside my house. I'm not going to comment any further on this. I've said too much
that?
already.
I think LeBron plays as long as he wants to play. I see another 2, maybe 3 years. He'll get smart with, he turns into jump shot guy instead of attacking the rim, turn into Blake Griffin a little bit, stop dunking, conserves his energy on defense like he has been for the last probably 2 seasons now, theoretically. Like you can see him conserving energy. Taking time off during the season, a la Kawhi Leonard, and then gearing up to, help them make a good push in the playoffs, a la get out of the first round. I
Yep.
think he doesn't want to end his legacy with, I didn't get out of the first round again, type story.
I mean, you got Luka Doncic gift wrapped to you and dropped off on your doorstep by Nico Harrison. I mean, what more can you
Man,
ask for at this point?
man. So, yeah, I think Lakers will be relevant again next season.
I think they can be really good next season. They get the right big. They get a few pieces adjusted on a, like, I don't think you can have Luka and Reeves and LeBron. All three of them need the ball. And Luka and Reeves in particular, you saw this with the Timberwolves. The assignment was, if you see yourself being guarded by one of those guys and you've got the ball, just go to the hoop. They ain't
Just
going to
go.
stop you. That was the assignment. I don't think you can keep those two on the same team together because this is the thing now that, like, the NBA used to be about who has the best player on the team. Now the NBA is about who has the weakest link on a team and the weakest point of attack that you can target. That's what the NBA is now. That's why the Timberwolves did so well, is because they didn't have weak links in their defense that you could target. The Lakers tried to do it by isolating Rudy on the perimeter, but it didn't work. And you saw that they had to change their game plan. But when you've got Luka and Austin Reaves, two guys that you could target, man, Julius Randle's got the ball over here, Luka's guarding him, I'm going to the hoop. Jaden McDaniels got the ball over here. Austin Reaves guarding him. He's going to the hoop. Anthony Edwards got the ball over here. Don't matter who's guarding him. He's going to the hoop. And it's now about the weak links, right? We know you've got the best offensive players, even though Anthony Edwards was the best player in this series. We know you've got Luka who can give you 50 anytime he wants. We know you've got LeBron James who's the record scorer in the NBA. But you can't have those weak links in your defense. So Austin Reaves is on a great contract. He's a great player. Like, he's become a really good player. But I don't know if you can have those guys on the team.
It's going to be tough because it's not even a secret, but how you beat the Lakers in a series, it's out. Cat's out the bag. Attack 2 weak links and then let them try to figure out the rest. And JJ, don't play a big. JJ, play your best players too many minutes. So the funny thing, they talk about Thibodeau killing his players. Playing from too many minutes, and JJ, you're probably in that bus or in that car or definitely in
If
this
Tibbs did
conversation.
what JJ did in game four, by the way, JJ was the first person to ever do that. Tibbs has never even done that. But if Tibbs does it, let's say tonight he does it, they're gonna kill him in the media, they're gonna kill him online.
They
But because
already
it's JJ
kill
Redick and he had a nice
him.
podcast with LeBron and this and that, he gets a pass. Give me a
They
break.
already kill. They already kill Tibbs. And they're winning, and they got a good squad, and he can't do any right by that roster by playing whoever too many minutes or not enough minutes. He can't win for losing. So, yeah, I'm with you, JJ. I don't think he gets a pass out of this. I think
Not from us anyway, but
the
yeah.
scrutiny on him, but I think it's league wide. I'll be interested to see what, the TNT guys say about his choice. And good, bad, or indifferent, he's being judged right now.
Hey, you
Lake,
wanted this
Lakers out in
pressure?
the first round.
You
Lakers
know.
out in the first round. NBA didn't want that. Just
Oh, hell
saying.
no. Hell no. Everyone's gonna be, I said this to you the other day, everyone's gonna be mad when it's the OKC Cleveland finals. All the media people, no one wants to go to Cleveland and OKC for 2 weeks.
Hey,
I know all the media guys, they don't want to be there.
I
Come on.
tell you what,
But
tough, but
let's look ahead at tonight. The Knicks and the Detroit Pistons head back to
oh.
Detroit, where the Knicks will try to close out the series as they have a 3-2 lead. Detroit are trying to tie it up. Who you got for this one? The Pistons yet to win at home in this series.
Yeah, for a reason. They're too young and not experienced enough to seal the deal. Back against the corner, can't play off emotion. You got to just fight.
Well, they
You got to
fought in
do.
the previous game where they were facing elimination to win in Madison Square Garden. But at home,
They're,
it's
yeah.
different because you've got your family there, you've got your friends there, you've got other guests there
The
as well.
expectations are high.
You
The
know, and
expectations are high.
it's not just the expectations, it's the distractions. And that's all I'm
Well,
going to say on that.
the Pistons are doing what New York does, is send all the former players to show the support. They're doing all the right things, but I think it just comes down to the Knicks have that dude, Mr. Clutch.
Yeah, but I think Cade's stepping up. I mean, I said after the first, what, three, four games, like Cade is going to go away and learn from these fourth quarters because they've been in the game, much like the Lakers. They're in the game up until the closing stretch. But in game five, I saw Cade has learned from the previous four games. He's learning on the fly as this
Oh,
thing goes.
he's learning
So
every game.
as much as we talk about Jalen Brunson, I've got to give credit to Cade Cunningham in this series as he's evolving right in front of our eyes. And, you know, he's a former number one pick for a reason.
For
And
sure.
I don't know who to pick in this game. And
Okay.
here's the thing. And here's the thing. If Detroit wins, then I think they win the series because game seven, they're playing with house money now. The Knicks were up 3-1. And if they have to go back to Madison Square Garden, everyone's going to be panicking because the pressure's on them. You can't go out in the first round to a team that lost 28 games in a row last year. That you were up 3-1 against. There's going to be so much pressure on them. And the Pistons will have all the momentum and all the confidence having won two straight games to tie this series up again. So the Pistons have to play with desperation tonight. They have to play
Guaranteed.
like their
Guaranteed.
lives depend on this basketball game. That's what has to happen here.
All gas, no brakes.
Facts. Motor City.
So we'll see.
Motor
Like
City.
it'll be a good game. I just think New York has the experienced players, the experienced player, winning players, the Villanova boys. They know how to win.
Of
It's just
course.
a difference. It's
Shout
just a
out to
difference.
the one that got sent away as well, DiVincenzo picking up the win tonight.
Yeah, what? And then him, they just blew it. Winners.
Yep. Well, it's nice to know that LeBron said his number one career accomplishment is playing alongside his son. That's a quite wholesome ending to the season. You know, that is a big accomplishment. Well done.
Here we go with the cryptic messages. Here we
And
go.
I can't wait for the NBA Finals where he starts sending out the cryptic signals that he might retire so that the media talks about him
Oh,
instead of the
there it is right
finals.
there. They just said
yeah.
it. Number
But
one
then the
achievement. He played with his son.
well,
Don't
for
you have
4 minutes
another
to the
son?
season opener.
League headed. Like he got another son coming up, right? Like
Yeah,
he's,
he's got Bryce. He's got Bryce. I'm
yeah.
surprised they didn't throw Bronny some minutes tonight, man. You brought in Maxi Kleber. You could have given Bronny a
Oh,
minute or
goodness
two. That might have
gracious.
mixed things up. He might have actually played some defense on the perimeter. How about that?
Might have been a fix.
That
We'll
would
never
have
know
been
now.
the biggest chess move of all time is that they've been saving Bronny for this moment and he turns out to be the Anthony Edwards stopper. That would have been the craziest thing I've ever seen. But the other game
Hilarious.
tonight, the Clippers and the Nuggets, Denver up 3-2, heading to the Inuit Dome where they'll try and close out the series. Clippers trying to stay alive. Very disappointed with Harden and Kawhi Leonard in the last game. Big contribution from Bogdanovich off the bench. I don't know if you're going to get that again. Jamal Murray did his thing. Westbrook did his thing. Michael Porter Jr. did his thing. Aaron Gordon did his thing. Christian Brown did his thing. Can the Nuggets repeat that again tonight? They've got the championship DNA. They've been there before. Can they do it?
Jokic, for the most part, had a game off because Murray turned into Murray again. Yeah, the Nuggets are the real deal. They got their moxie back. They look like the Nuggets of championship contending Nuggets. Not in that game, but throughout the series, they've been building this up. So I think the Clippers are in trouble. I think, like I told you before, it's between Kawhi and Jokic to, who's last man standing. But if Kawhi can't get any better help from Powell or Harden or anybody else on that roster, Jokic is going to get help because he
He
can't
makes the
help
help.
himself.
He makes the
He
help,
can't
man.
help himself. He makes the passes that you need to make. He gets everybody involved. He's going to get his way. It's just if Kawhi goes for 40, Clippers got a chance.
He's got to show up. Game on the line,
Gotta
man.
beat him.
This is your city. This is LA. This is where you left Toronto to come to.
Boy.
Let's see what you got. This is your best run at it. You're healthy. Time to show up. So you're picking the Knicks and the Nuggets for tonight.
I'm kind of with you on the Knicks Pistons. I just want to see a good game. I don't
I'm
want the
rocking with the
refs
Pistons.
involved.
As an
I want to see a
adopted
couple
son
of
of the city
fights.
of Detroit, I have to rock with the Pistons. BJ, somewhere listening to this right now, he'd be ashamed if I didn't.
There you go, Detroit basketball. No, I'm with you. I won't be mad if the Pistons win because I like the young guns. I like what they're building, but I won't be shocked if the Knicks put them in their place in this game in particular. But yeah, I think the Nuggets have this series, if not tonight,
Game
definitely by
seven,
the
back in
game
Denver.
seven. I think the Nuggets are back.
Yeah, I
Nuggets
think we
are back.
deserve a couple game sevens in this playoff run. I think we
Yeah.
deserve a couple game
All
sevens.
right.
It's been great so far. I've enjoyed it. We're going to be back tomorrow breaking down what happens in tomorrow night's games. Unfortunately, for my personal schedule, the Warriors won. The Warriors lost. If they had won, I would have got Friday night off. How about that?
Oh, there you go.
I've had to
There you
disappoint
go.
some people with my availability for
Come
Friday night
on,
now.
Steph.
How about
Come
that?
on, Steph.
But shout out to Houston.
Playoff Jimmy. Come on.
They got a nice rest tonight, so they'll be fresh. They'll be ready for the next one. But we'll be here after every game breaking it down for you. CT, appreciate you as always, my brother. I'll catch you tomorrow. And to everyone
Man.
listening, subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. And until next time, get buckets.